Blog Talk Radio.
My coffee hour with everyone, all of you. I am so happy. I've got my coffee cup ready. I'm ready to roll. Hi, Kelly. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't put Kelly on. I muted her. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
You were too happy for me this morning. You were humming into the phone, and I could hear you through the music. And you know what? I was clapping, so I've got to tell you, I do the same thing. But I want to say hello to everybody this morning. You are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and today it's Coffee with Bonnie and Kelly. So we are so happy to bring the show to you. I know there was a lot of people who didn't get in this week, even though everybody this week either canceled and rescheduled for next week, had a problem, had a tech issue. So I do want to go over what's going to go on next week because it's really crazy on my show. But good morning. I hope everybody has their coffee with you or with everybody because I have mine. Mine is strong, and I love my coffee. So coffee hour for me at 12:12, which is today's date, is why I put this on. So we do have a really interesting topic we are going to spend some time on, and that is change your words, change your thoughts, change your existing life. And it's going to be a cool subject because it seems like that's the thread that happened this week. But let me tell you who's going to come on our show next week or my show next week. It is too sensational. It's going to be a quick week. We've got a lot of guests because I'm trying to bring in all the UK and Australian mediums and psychics and tarot readers for you just to give you a flavor of how they work. And that was my Christmas gift and their Christmas gift to Hanukkah, actually, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and winter solstice, which I'm just going to say happy holidays. That's our holiday gift to you because they all are given their time. And I wanted you to get something a little different for the month of December. Next week, Monday, you've got me, and me. Oh, my goodness. And if I give Kelly 90 seconds to answer, you've got Kelly, too. She does her Atlantean life and birth cards. She's also psychic. She's a Reiki master, and she's R. Kelly. And Tuesday, we have a guest from the UK. I love this guy. His name is Gregory Scott. If you could go to YouTube, he's got thousands of people who click like. He does daily astrology. He does tarot. He does monthly astrology, and he's adorable. So take a look at him. He's going to throw 5-card spreads for you on Tuesday and answer the questions the best he can for you. Wednesday, you've got our house and famous astrologist, Ron Cole. And the second hour, you've got Amanda E. Barrymore. She is a medium from the UK. She was scheduled to be on Wednesday, but she had some issues, health issues. She lost her voice. And losing your voice as a medium just doesn't cut it on a radio show. So she asked if she could reschedule, and we kind of flip-flopped our week for her and some of the other ones that had to reschedule. So she is going to be with us Tuesday at 2. She brings your loved ones through. She's a fabulous psychic medium. Please get in line also for her because she's an author. She wrote a book about her mediumship and what she had to go through as a result. And Thursday is our ABC day. We have Annabelle, Brenda, and Candy. Candy is going to give you messages if she feels better. I know Candy had a mishap this week too. She's going to bring you messages from the angels. And Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand, our mom and daughter team, they throw the stones and read the tarot. So you're getting a double whammy. And also Brenda is a medical intuitive. If you ask her a question, she will answer. So absolutely be there Thursday. Friday, I'm putting on a show just like today with a girl from the UK. I mean, from Australia. I keep thinking the UK is Australia. Her name is Rain Barracks. She is, oh my goodness. She goes from Fibonacci numbers, totems, animals, psychic ability, everything you can think of to bring you that message and mediumship. She is super cool. She gives the messages straight away. I haven't had anybody on from Australia, so she is going to be with us. There's a big time difference between Australia and here. So again, the show on Friday will be at 10 a.m. in the morning. So please join us. And that is my fun-filled week for you. The next week, I'm only going to go till Tuesday. Monday is me, and me, and Kelly also. But you know what, Cal? I love you to death, or life. And you know you're a big part of this radio show, and she will be bringing her cards. But, you know, Kelly is going to have the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, to bring in and to use her cards for all of you. So if you're missing Kelly talking, it is really because she'll be on with guests or by herself, and she will give you all the Atlantean life card readings that you can, you know, you can imagine. Tuesday is a really cool guy. His name is Jerry Humphreys. I'm going to spell it H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y-S. He's on Facebook. Please go see him because and he also has a website, and I'll put that up for you. He's got a new magazine coming out called a Psychic Insight Magazine. It's on Facebook. I am going to participate. I'm actually going to write a column. It's instead of Dear Abby, it's going to be Ask Bonnie. So you put in your questions of love, romance, relationship, and any sexual issues that you have, and it'll be just like Dear Abby, I will answer them. It's a quarterly magazine, and I'm so excited. So if you click like, it's a free magazine. You can read or ask a question, put in a question that that will be pertinent to you, and you might see your question come up in those quarterly magazines. There is an address there. Also, for all you writers, he is looking for people to put in articles in a magazine. The cool news is it's worldwide. He needs your name at the bottom, and you can read how to submit an article. It's going to be articles of knowledge, education, something that you, rather than articles about promoting, you know, whatever business you have. That will be in the back in the classifieds, but your articles have to be pertinent, up to date. It's got to be something interesting, and this magazine is going to be so super sparkly cool. And like I said, it's free, so please go to Facebook and like it so you can, you know, be the first to have it. And now I am going to tell you, after I have a sip of coffee, I want to say hello to all my listeners and callers. I thank you for being with me here on a Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Now it's 9:11, and I love it. And I really, really am an early bird, so I love this time. But Kelly, are you there? Kelly?
Am I there? Yes, I'm there.
now that I was trying to type,
and I'm doing typos. It's okay.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? What I wanted to talk, you can go back to doing chat and tell me if there's any questions in chat after I get done. But today we're going to talk about change your words and thoughts, change your life and your existence on this physical plane. And I'm going to give you an example first, because I think we went through this yesterday with some callers. And the one I love, I think Brenda Brand posted it on Facebook, and it really struck home, because as a counselor and a life coach, this is what we try to help people with. It's how you say things. And by the way, this is Love is in the Air week. So we love you, and we are going to help you try changing your words. Here's a good example, and I loved it. There was a blind gentleman in Italy sitting on the ground, and his sign said, I'm blind, and with a cup. And he was just sitting there, and he maybe got a couple throws, and you know, there are people that walk by. He maybe got three quarters, it looked like. And he was really, you know, an older guy, and he was just sitting there. And this young, probably young in her 30s, executive walked right by him. And then she came back, and she stood there, and he felt her shoes. So he knew who it was. She picked up the sign, didn't say a word to him, and wrote something. The next thing you know, everybody started putting coins in his cup. I mean, his cup runneth over. And at the end of the day, her 9-to-5 job, she came out and she walked right up to him, and he felt her shoes, and he said, what did you do to my sign? And she said, I changed the words. You put, I'm blind. I put, what a beautiful day, I can't see it. And all the people understand that, because it was the difference between feeling sorry for yourself and asking people to feel sorry for you, and actually being in a place of, I love this day, it is beautiful, I wish I could see it, but I still know it's beautiful. And with that, he changed his life. And so this is what my theme for this week was, is love is in the air. Try changing. If you're not getting what you want and you're not really understanding why people are not resonating with you or your ideas, let's change it around and see what will work. And usually what works, Kelly, is this, is to be positive in a negative situation. I can give you example, because I am, like I do have a business. but I won't waste your time because I know that if you have any questions, we'll address it on the show. But anyway, so change your life, change your words, change your life by changing your outlook. And I'll give you one more example, and then I'm going to go to callers. Okay, so you have, and I know a lot of people, it's not easy in this holiday season. You miss family, you miss friends, you miss relatives, or you're having issues with your relatives, or your relatives have crossed over, or they're sick, and you feel lonely and depressed. All of us do. I'm more, you know, being happy sometimes takes work. I mean, I'm always happy because I just can't. If I'm miserable for over 24 hours, you better watch out. So I'm a happy person, but I have had losses in my life which have hurt me to the core. So what, and all of us have and will have, because with life comes death. And that's what I love, because, see, I talk to those dead people. But and actually I had a great dream last night, so I was really excited. But oh my gosh, because I don't dream. So, and I'll tell you about it in a minute. But so when you think about, you know, a spiral, you're going down that stairs, just falling down in either depression or hurt, step up, stand up and say, okay, I can choose to be depressed for the rest of my life. And believe me, being with a loss takes a while to get over. You have to go through those 12 steps of Kubler-Ross, and you do go through those 12 steps. It's how long it takes you to get through those 12 steps that counselors look at. So what I'd like you to do is just stand on that step. You don't have to move. You don't have to be, oh, I'm happy today. But take a look around you and think about, if you really are going to be depressed or you really are in a bad way, what is that doing for your life? Is it increasing the friends you have? Is it increasing how you feel about life? You got to live here. I mean, you live here till you got to die. And it's how you spend those minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years to how your soul will evolve for the next incarnation or for you going home. So let's look at how we can change just standing there in your own self and saying, I have a choice. I can choose to be depressed for the next 20 years, or I know it's going to take me time, but I am going to either read some books of self-help, I'm going to listen to shows like Bonnie's, I'm going to help myself by getting into certain, you know, routines or certain hobbies that will lift my serotonin levels, which is what kind of goes down when you're depressed. And I'm going to help myself because this world needs me. It needs me for myself and not anybody else. So let's change what we think about depression, upsetment, holidays, and let's turn it into happy thoughts, happy things, happy words, and slowly your life will start to change. I see it so many times. So now that I've gone on a big rant, I'm going to go to the callers and see how you feel. Or Kelly, what do you think?
Sounds good to me. I really like that. I really like the example of the blind guy and the what she wrote on the sign. That's very powerful because it's exactly true. It's how we look at ourselves. It's how we view our situation with different things. I actually have an example for you too. If I got 90 seconds.
90 seconds and 91, I'm going to the callers. No, I'm kidding. You have coffee this morning too, so yes, we woke you up early, and I appreciate you wanting to be here. So go ahead.
This one was about a gentleman that he walked to work in his neighborhood, and he always was, you know, walking along, and he was just, like, stooped over. He was just, you know, hunched over, just looked like, you know, Atlas, like the weight of the world on his shoulders. And, you know, day after day, I mean, you know, it was obvious he had a job because he was walking to work. Wasn't driving, you know, note that, he was walking. And then one day, neighbors noticed that he was walking differently. He was walking with his head up, with his, you know, his shoulders back, and he was really, you know, walking along. So they watched this transformation, and somebody, you know, along the way, I guess it took him a day or two to go, wow, you know, something happened here. And somebody, just paused, stopped him and said, what was going on? We noticed you you used to walk like this and now you're walking like this. And it turned out that this guy was, and it doesn't sound like much, but, probably is, I don't know. But he was about $80,000 in debt. And for the longest time, he was just weighed down with that thought that, oh my goodness, $80,000, I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to get this paid off. And he walked like that. And then one day somebody said something to him and said, it might take you, they sat down with him and figured out, okay, it's going to take you, X amount of years paying off at this rate, blah, 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 but you'll get this paid off. And that one statement changed his whole outlook, because all of a sudden he went, I'm not going to have this debt till I die. I'm actually going to be able to get it paid off, and then I'll go on with life. And when he changed that thought and changed his mind and knew that he was going to get out from under that, it made such a difference that the weight was lifted off his shoulders, and he, walked forward and was going, yeah, he was happy about life again. So just how you think about, even it was the same circumstance, he still owed, he still owed the money, but in one situation he was thinking, I'll never get out from under it, and the second one he went, yes, I will.
It was wonderful. Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that, and I thank you for bringing that. You went over your 91 seconds. but it was so powerful also. I do have to tell you that there is one other thing I do want to suggest. And again, I don't really sell people's books. I do say they're authors and they're great books. But there is a guy that I really would love you, if you are feeling, with a loss, or any friend that you know or family member that you don't know what to give, and this book will change their way of thinking. Please pick up Mark Anthony. He's a psychic lawyer. You can go to his website. You can buy his book, or you can get it from Amazon, or you can get it from, I think I got it from Amazon. I've only bought 12 copies because I've given them away. It is Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. And he really brings a great perspective for all of you at the holiday season that are missing a loved one, that really are having a hard time biting or grasping, getting over it. You're never going to get over it. That's one thing you're never going to get over. But what you're going to do is be able to live with it. And this book kind of shows you that. And it is a powerful book. His next book is coming out, Evidence of Eternity. And that's coming out, I think, March 15th. He was a guest on the show. Oh, my goodness. I was so excited and happy because I have had his book, read his book, and given his book away so many times that for me to have him on the show is like he was my mentor back years and years and years and years ago, which not too many years ago because he'll tell me that he's not that old. But he's a really great guy. You'll love this book. It will change your perspective on life and thereafter. Another good book to get everyone that is going through a trauma or a death, or just even wanting to know about past lives, is Brian Weiss's Many Lives, Many Masters. It is a cool book. He's a great guy. He changed the thought 30 years ago on past lives, why they are, how he stumbled on them, how he became the guru and trained people into doing hypnotherapy to bring about change with phobias, with all kinds of fears, and it is the coolest book. I gave it to a few doctors, and one of the doctors said it changed his whole perspective on life, death, and religion. So please read that book. Both are great gifts, and both are not inexpensive, and both will help you through the holiday season. So I'm going to get to the first caller, but I want everybody to know we love you. We're here for you. We understand all aspects of issues, from money to romance to love to death. And we love that you're joining us, and we hope that we can, we can sit and have coffee and talk to you and make a difference in your life, because you make a difference in ours. So I'm going to take the first caller. It's 561. 561, you are on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. You?
We are doing fabulous. I'm only on my 2.5 cups of coffee of my 4 cups that I have. So let's hope I won't be miserable. No, I'm always happy. What are you doing this morning, and what do you plan to do for your weekend?
I am finishing up a bridal bouquet. I'm on my last one.
Ooh, girl.
Awesome.
I think that's fabulous. Those flowers must make you happy. I'm seeing what color is it? A bridal bouquet for the bride?
I'm finishing for the maid, the bridesmaid. I did the brides already.
I love that. How many do you have? I have a number in my head, but how many do you have that you're doing? Now, I could say when I say,
10.
Oh, yes, that's. Ah, 10. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's a big wedding, don't you think?
Yeah, beach wedding, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it, girl. When do you give the flowers?
Today.
Wow, whose wedding is it?
An ex-coworker's daughter of mine.
Is this a business that you have, or is this your business, or do you do this on the side?
This is my, like, crazy creativity at work. She's seen my work. I do it as a hobby.
Yeah.
And then she says, I want you to do this for my, I'm like, huh? So I did it. And she's like, oh, my God, you need to open your store. I don't advertise. I just go with it.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You're very talented. I can feel it. And I think if you I think by word of mouth, if you have a job already and you love this creative work, that you need to do this because I feel like it's good. Do you have my thought is this: if you don't want to open your own business because it's expensive, in the beginning, you know, you could show your work if you take pictures of this to a florist who does wedding parties, and if you decide you want to change jobs, I could see, like, you know, you could go with a florist, but I do see that this, if you keep this job on the side, you're going to make by word of mouth, and if you keep talking about it and making cards up, do you have any cards that you can hand out?
No, I'm thinking about doing that when I take these pictures.
Yes. Absolutely. And let me tell you about Vista Print. Again, I hate like recommending places, but I love them, so I'm going to recommend them. You, for your first 500, they're $9.99, and you can online, they delivered in 2 to 3 days. And I did it for my son because he's in chef school, but his ganache is cheesecakes. So I had cheesecakes by Arthur. We sent them, and he has given them out. And, I mean, if he wanted to make cheesecakes all day long because he's in school, he could, but he's not going to be able to do it. A card says a lot. Go to Vista Print. They already have a different and go to Bridal Flowers and pick one that you like. If you're that creative, you can upload your own design, which you might want to do. But they're showing me these cards for you because I think, and this is my own. How old are you?
I am 41, and today I'm going to be 42 next Monday.
Ah, you're a birthday girl. Wait a minute. I got to sing happy birthday to you. But well, let me get through this. What they're saying is if you do hand out your cards and you do want this as a side business, I feel like you want the security of a job, though. So I'm going to tell you, if you want your own business, this will start, I would think, within the next 2 years, that you're going to be able to go and do your own business, and you'll be busy. If you go to different wedding venues, you give them your card, and they hand them out to brides. You can go to bride shows. Or you can just go to a florist, actually. But I believe that if you want to do it as a side business, and I do see a big side business for you and to make extra money, get your cards made and start handing them out, girl, because I can see how talented you are. Now, let me sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Happy birthday. You are welcome.
I want her to call back when it's her day so I can do her cards.
Absolutely. You know what? If she can call back on Wednesday, it would be a better day because you can actually do as many cards as you want because I won't be there, Kelly, because you know I'm going to hog up the show on Monday. But I've got to tell you, if that's – I don't – you know, I'm going to ask you why I called in, but the thing is that I already see this business taking off, but it's up to you how much you want it to race forward. So how do you feel about those words?
Well, I feel it's the sky's the limit. It's up to me to set the goals and create
Absolutely.
My destiny where I want to go with it. So,
the good news is I see it. The bad news would be if I would have seen it and said, well, I think you need to stick with your day job. So, and I have done that. But, Stacey, you are really talented. I feel you don't really give yourself enough credit for what you do. But I believe you're going to start. I think that this has given you the confidence. This particular wedding, because that's a lot of flowers for you to do, or whatever you did with them. I believe this is going to give you the pictures. You're going to go for your cards because they're not expensive. And I think this is going to give you the recognition. And the more people that say, oh, my goodness, Stacey, they were beautiful, the more you're going to want to do this. So I have a feeling that you're going to call me very shortly and tell me how many other jobs you've gotten. So, and I think it's going to happen more towards the summer because I think there's a lot of weddings coming up in June, July, May. And if you get those cards out there, go and visit some florists that are local, find some wedding planners to give your cards out. You can give a demonstration. Sometimes they have shows. I don't see that coming yet, but I do see you having some more weddings to do. So go for it, girl.
I surely will.
I hope I've answered your question. Did I answer your question that you called in, or did you have another question?
Well, I was calling in. I was listening to what you were saying, you know, what you say in your words.
Yeah.
And that is so true, because I used to say, my friends used to say, how are you doing? I used to say, oh, I'm so broke. And I stopped that. I'm like, oh, all is well. I'm thankful, and my cup overflows. And I don't find myself too strapped for cash. So it's like if you put out positive, you're going to get positive. If you put out lack, you're going to continuously get lack. So
Absolutely.
I've noticed my take and my view and watch what I say. And even if I meet someone, I'm like, oh, and I want to say, oh, I'm so, I said, oh, all is well. And then
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, you listen. I'm like, girl, you know. But even if I don't have a dollar, I still dress like I'm a million bucks.
Absolutely, Stacey, because that is exactly what this show is about this week. And it is, I'm so happy you called, because I'm telling you, when people say, and if I've had an issue, people say, how are you doing? I always say, I am fabulous. How are you? And
yep.
usually it brings that other person up if they aren't. And when you always feel you're fabulous, you always feel you don't, you know, you have abundance rather than lack, that's what you're going to get, because the universe is going to say, wow, she has the perfect
right.
attitude. And I am going to reward her, and she's living that kind of life. So I love that. You are so, so good, and you are. I'm so happy you are my first caller, because I love that, and you do exactly what I'm talking about. You know what that is? Practice what you preach. So you
yeah.
are practicing what I preach. So I am so happy, Stacey, that you called, because you are so right. And people tend to want to tell other people how much they're lacking or how badly they feel. Yeah, and usually I always say misery loves company, but why not be the other way? What, happiness needs hope, and happiness. So if you know you're telling people, I mean, you know, I am doing wonderful. How are you? Even if you're not. Usually that other usually that's what the universe is going to look at you and say, wow, she thinks she's wonderful. She's projecting wonderful. we're going to give her wonderful. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it happens over time. And I love, love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, listen, have a happy holiday. Please call us for your birthday. Call Wednesday, which is... and Kelly will do your card, your yearly cards for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Weekend.
Thank you, Stacy. Bye.
Bye.
You know what, Kelly? That's exactly what we talk about, and I am so happy that we you know, that people are doing it anyway. So I think it's so cool, and I love that, you know, I love when people have great attitudes, because there's a lot of things in this world right now that don't give people good attitudes. But if you feed into that negative thought, negative thoughts will invade your, you know, your life. So please think positively. Everything has an up and down side. Think of the upside. Okay, 678, you're on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi. Hi. Hello, 678. Okay.
They might have muted their phone. We'll put them back in queue.
Yeah. You always tell me that. We never get to them. So I'm hoping 678, we'll get back to you when we can, because we've got a lot of callers. But 480, you're on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi.
Hi, good morning. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Quick question, if I may. Thinking of, you know, a career move type of thing into a different area, and I'm kind of contemplating between some type of financial planning, securities type of position, or real estate. And just kind of wanted to get some insight of what you thought.
Okay, can I ask what you do now?
Well, right now I'm kind of taking a break. I had a business that was in commercial finance and somewhat of investment banking, but it wasn't necessarily licensed type of stuff. And I was kind of a broker, and a few deals went south and never came to fruition, and I kind of lost my passion. So I'm kind of looking for something new to kind of ignite me to get that going again.
You know, I hate to say, I'll tell you what I'm hearing, but I don't know why, okay? And maybe
yeah.
You can shed the light on this, but I'm hearing, and it's really an oxymoron right now, but this is what I'm hearing, real estate. So I don't know if that's something that you're really looking into or something that you have a different twist on. But, you know, right now people will say, oh, if you get into real estate, that's not going to be a good thing. But I really hear that if it's between the two that you gave me, real estate was like ringing right in my head. So can you describe, at first I wanted to ask why you can't do both. That's the first question Spirit wanted me to ask you. But then when I said, well, I don't know that he could do both, real estate came right at me. So is there a chance that you...
I could definitely do both. I mean, there's, you know, obviously financial planning and so forth is more of a extensive training process and licensing program. And again, real estate... You know, even though the markets, you know, may appear to be down, 90% of realtors, you know, 10% of the realtors make all the money. So there's a lot of people who just kind of go in at half stepping and really don't have the business fortitude to push forward. So, I mean, I wouldn't be worried about that.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, when they said both, what I'm seeing is, maybe you can do one by getting the training, and the other one you can do until the training. The thing is, what they're saying about real estate, which is crazy for me, is that they're saying there's a different twist you will have on real estate. So I don't know if you're going to bring something different to real estate, like maybe commercial real estate with doing, you know, financial planning. I don't know, but they're telling me that if you can.
I'm a medium.
I love that.
Oh.
You're a medium, so why don't you bring a different twist to us? So,
good intuitive on finances then, gee.
I really believe, like they keep saying, why? First they brought both right in front of me, and then they brought real estate really high. So I'm thinking that maybe they're doing both because they want you, that there'll be something in real estate. I feel like it's not just going to be, I feel if you go into real estate, you're going to go in it for the, they're telling me the long haul, meaning that you're not going to just dabble in it, that you're actually going to make a difference in it. And whereas real estate right now, the market is not great. Yes, the I can see the real estate changing in a different way, but in different states. Like Florida, we got hit really badly here, but I see them building $900,000 homes, and I see them selling. So I don't know what's going on. But what they're telling me is, and they're showing me both of your fields, that if you go into both, if you creatively start both, that real estate will take over. And there's something you're going to do, Mike, in real estate that's not just going to be normal. It's going to be that you're going to go into either high-end buildings, you're going to go into maybe financial planning and investment in real estate. I don't know. But real estate is coming up big for you. So
now, let me ask you, and when you mentioned that twist to something, a friend of mine, obviously, she's does in the woohoo world as well, and she keeps getting something in regards to like a like some type of like seminars type of thing, and just kind of want to get a grasp on what you think about that.
You know what? I really, you asked the wrong person about that, because I did give a seminar on love, relationships, sexual issues, and all that kind of stuff, and I loved it. But I think that any kind of twist is good. I just don't see you working in it. Down the road probably, but I feel like the twist will be in something that's, you're going to make a lot of money in. So I don't know if you can. I mean, you might be able to create a module.
Are you kidding?
You can create a module for people to give seminars about it. You can teach people how to give seminars about it. But where I see you landing, Mike, is on the top. So
okay.
I don't feel like you're going to be running around the country giving seminars. I feel if you're going to go that way, it's going to be developing something. I feel you're a good developer. I don't know why, but I feel like the creative flow for you is in the top. So I believe if you are going to do seminars, you'll be teaching people how to do seminars. If you are going to do real estate, you're going to be doing a twist in real estate, like maybe you're going to do investment commercial real estate, which might have very few people at the top, and you're going to go there. But I believe that whatever you end up doing, I feel like real estate is where they're pointing me really heavily into the real estate market.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, you don't get off that easy, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to vote at the time.
Insight he has. I
want
to know what the insight he has, why he's not a financial counselor now, because, you know, the people with really good intuition, it's like those are the ones who can, you know, see things happening in the market, you know, or interesting financial stuff. It's like, I'm curious about that.
and see, you're right. I've had that thought, like, what if all of a sudden, all of a sudden I can just pick. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the whole stock and picking stocks and stuff like that right now. But, I mean, I worked in higher-end stuff like $100 million and above, you know, type of things. And, you know, I mean, I was just thinking to myself, what if intuitively I can just pick, like, the right stuff for that individual's plan and stuff like that? And I was like, that's interesting as well.
That's why they maybe are showing me both. And maybe they're showing me real estate as part of that, a package. But I'll tell you, that's really crazy, Mike, where I see you sitting is very high up. So whatever you're going to do in either field, because you can do it, I really think if you start with both, something in real estate is going to, something's going to come up and you're going to go, wow, that's what I'm going to do. So it's not going to be your typical selling houses, if that's what you're thinking. It's going to be more on a commercial level, and maybe I just feel like I'm seeing buildings and high rises and commercial fronts So I think maybe if you're going to do real estate, it's either going to be in the high-end homes or the high-end buildings. So I don't think it's a bad idea to start. If it was me, learning is always a great tool. But
sure.
You could start with both and see where you end up. I know that you've got to go to school for both. Do you have your real estate license?
I don't. And it's real estate, it's funny because even when I was 18, I was thinking about, you know, just getting my license. And then eventually I went into the residential mortgage business, and then quickly converted into commercial finance. And I closed my first, you know, small hotel deal in, like 6 months in. So
yeah,
I see
big buildings, yeah. Hotels, I see high rises. I see commercial buildings. I mean, I see all this for you. I don't know how to get, you can take a weekend course.
For the entry level to get into, like you said, to sell houses and that type of thing. I mean, that's just all you got to do is be licensed. So I mean, you can take a 1 day or a weekend course, like you said, and knock that out, pass the exam, and then you're ready to go. And then obviously the other commercial and stuff like that would be a whole nother license. But at least the residential stuff would be a foundation.
Yes, that's what I see. I really believe. That and I see you being double licensed in all kinds of things. I wonder if you're a Gemini, but if you're not, oh well.
I am.
Yes, because I don't see you really doing one thing. I see you having your hands in a lot of different pots. And I believe, and I keep, like I said, I wish, you know, all of my, I saw this for everybody, but I do see you being at the top of whatever you do. So, and I don't see like you, I see your mind is so sharp and laser focused when you get into something that you're only going to rise to the top. You don't really take mediocrity well, is what I'm hearing. So I don't know what happened, and I don't know why. I feel like you got disillusioned and you told me that. But I think it's because when you focus so intently on something and it does not work out the way you want it to or your clients, you get very, very discouraged because you're so laser focused. But you do know sometimes as a medium, and you know that we have lessons to learn here. And maybe the lessons for you, you'll have to figure that one out. But I can see them. But the lessons for you, how to deal with that without crashing. So I believe so much, Mike, that you have a lot of whatever you do. They're showing me the Midas touch is that you have to know how to crash. And that's something that a lot of people who are very laser focused can't do. So I believe that you can, and I know you will, but I would go into, if it was me and I was you and I could do it, meaning that I could go to school for both. I would knock out one and then start the other. There is going to be something that really, really, and it's something like a twist on it. I can't, you know, my brain is just not letting me pull it out, and it's probably because it's for you to learn or know.
Sure.
That you are going to find a niche in doing both of these things that is going to, like, you're going to go, that's it, and you are going to rise to the top. So I know that doesn't really help you, like, which one, but I can tell you that, you know, whatever you choose and whatever path you take is going to be led by spirit, and you are going to rise to the top. But I've got to tell you, when you get there, okay, you need to learn how, because we all fall, to take your hard knocks without going completely under, okay?
Yeah, and I think with the lessons of these bigger deals that I was working on prior to this, when I kind of took the break, was a touch of humility.
Yeah.
Kind of get grounded and be like, okay, you know, yeah, you're going to be great, but, you know, bring it down a notch or two and, you know, chill out.
Absolutely, Mike, because I can see that and I can feel it when everybody, you know, and the thing is, it is a blow to an ego or the id, the ego, whichever one you want to call it, that, you know, when you feel like you've done something and it doesn't work out as well as you want to, you blame yourself and then you say, oh, I'm done. You know, I can't, this is not something
yep.
I've got to look. And you know that the lesson that you learned is, no, you're not done, because Phoenix rises
right.
again. Just, you know, the make sure.
It's funny you say that, because last night I was looking at tattoo images of the Phoenix Rising.
Is that, well,
wow.
you know what? I, that came through spirit, by the way, because I don't talk that way right off the top
is.
Of my head. Okay.
I want to know his month and date so I know what his card is. I'm really curious.
May 29th.
May
26th. Oh, thank God you missed the Taurus. Not that I don't like Tauruses, but
wow.
right now my daughter's having problems with some Tauruses. But you know what, Mike, I so know where you're going, and I so see it, and I know you do too. Tell me about. I want to ask you a question. Tell me about your mediumship. Has it gone
well? Interesting. Yeah, I was in the mortgage industry, and ironically enough. My boss's mom was an amazing healer, and I started to do meditation just because I was angry. I had a lot of I could fly off the handle at a moment's notice, and I knew that wasn't right, and that I had to kind of do something. So I kind of went into there was a little bit of a breakdown, and a buddy of mine basically gave me he bought a foreclosed building in the Detroit area. And said, hey, during the mortgage, you know, during the holidays, the mortgage industry's slow. So here, why don't you come swing a hammer for a few weeks, help me demo the inside of this building. So doing 8 to 10 hours of manual labor, and I downloaded all kinds of, you know, self-help, spiritual stuff, and just kind of had my own little boot camp and learned how to meditate and started that. And my boss's mom suggested that after a few years, that I start maybe try automatic writing. And I did, and of course, being a guy, I didn't read the directions, and so I got messed with for a couple months until we figured out, okay, we need to do a clearing. And I mean, I could hear that spirit clear as day, carry on conversations. I felt it, you know, go through me, everything like that, and it. That kind of started the process, and then my dog ended up going onto a porch in our neighborhood in the downtown area of a old, you know, colonial home that was converted into a law office, but also had a very small metaphysical store attached to it. And every time we'd go down the street, my dog would go on the porch, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I saw it, and then I started telling the psychic at that place what was going on. She introduced me to her teacher, who teaches. You know, platform, you know, spiritualist church type of thing, teaches
uh-huh.
platform, whatever. And it just kind of sprung up from there. And now it's like, I'll go and watch one of my favorite places down the street for me to watch, you know, a game and have a beer. And I'm coming out of the closet. So I tell these, you know, we sit around a fire here at
the
one bar.
I love that.
And I just give readings.
Well, you know what, Mike? I got to tell you, I'm not going to put you on the spot. You got anything for me?
Oh, wow. Okay. Because it's earlier here in Arizona. And
okay.
Let's see.
I always do that. So this is my.
No, give me a topic, an area to focus on.
Okay. Focus on my radio or TV show, my business, what I want. I manifest what I want. Or focus on my dad. So whichever one you want. If you're bringing spirit through, or bring what my business is going to be. So
okay.
And if you can't, I'm only putting you on the spot because that's what I do to everybody who comes on my show and tells me they're either a medium, tarot reader, or psychic.
Right, yeah.
So
the dad influence came quickly to my right side, and. Let me see what I can get. I don't see, but I feel here and know. And what I'm kind of picking up is grayish hair.
Yes.
let me get like medium heights. Let's see. Let me see if I can get a build. Was there an element to what he did with working with his hands?
Oh yeah, my dad always. Yeah, he owned his own business,
okay.
But he always worked with his hands. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm picking up an immense amount of pride with him for you. There's let me see if I can get some focus on something on the passing. The first thing that popped into my head was cancer.
If he had it, I didn't know about it. He died suddenly.
Oh, okay.
So, but my mom did, so you might have picked up my mom.
Yeah. Boy, I'm sorry.
Hey, I put you on the spot. Thank you for even bringing my dad through.
But you know, the business is going to pick up to a level of what you're looking to do and build that. There's another contact or two that needs to come into place for that. There's I kind of almost pick up a female. Who's just going to ultimately connect with you and mostly connect you with you in regards to your energy. And then there's going to be like a male who's going to have the final decision type of thing with whatever it is that, whether it's promotion or bringing you on a larger scale type of thing, like, radio or whatever.
I love that, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I get it less than a couple years.
Ah, good. It better be soon. So,
how about this cliche? It's all in divine timing.
I know. I mean, I've got to tell you, and I thank you for doing this for me. But when I do that to people, I want to cringe because, when people say that to you, it is true, but we never like
right.
to hear, especially people in the biz. So I got to you want to laugh.
If I had a dime for every time I heard that, I'd be retired.
Oh, listen, and for you, I don't think, I don't say divine timing because I see it. So,
yeah.
I do, when they say divine timing, I want to bite my tongue and say, I can't do that because I don't like it when people do it to me, but it's the truth. It is divine timing. But for you, I believe you're going to be, and then I'm going to tell you how I'm sorry if I put you in the spotlight. But
No, that's fine because it's a great lesson, and there's still stuff that I really need to fine tune and work on. Because I've had some amazing experiences, and one night I was able to pull names, and I just saw the people's jaws drop. And the other time, I was like, "Give me a name, and let me kind of tap in that way," type of thing. And I was able to do it. So no, I mean it's only good practice, and
it's all in good. I love doing that because when people call in and say that, I've had a tarot reader call in and she actually gave me a reading on the air. So it's kind of a joke on my show, and I don't know if you listen to my show, but that's what we do. But I've got to tell you that I really believe I see between, and it's really crazy because I know you'd have to go to school maybe longer for the other, but I see between 6 and 9 months you will have something totally all figured out, up, and really starting to make a focal difference. So I hope that's okay, and I want to hear from you, Mike, again, and please call our show.
I certainly will, actually
Bonnie Albers on air is my show, and I always laugh because Kelly's with me all the time. She'll do Atlantean and life cards, but
he's a double six, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
He's a six of clubs birth card, and he's a six of spades planetary ruling card. So his life is one of those, it's like, I'll just say, doubly fated. It's like there's sometimes in your life where you really just feel like, you're on a train track and you can't get off. It's like, even though you'd like to, it's like you're just, certain things are going to happen in your life regardless of what you do. So just go forward with that.
Amen to that.
Amen. Hey, let's sing that. Amen. and I don't do it. Yeah, whatever. Amen. Okay. Well, listen, Mike, please call us back, and we want to know, because when you get to the top, we want to be there with you. So please call us.
Absolutely. Everybody can jump on the bandwagon.
And see, that's part of your lesson, and I'm so glad you've learned it. I was there too. So your lesson is when you get to that top, it's going to be it's going to be with humility and love, and you are going to make
right.
it to the top in a lot better shape than you did the last time. So go for it. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it so much, and I'm glad you're on early.
Thank you. And listen, next week I've got a girl from the AU on. She's also a medium. She does everything from numbers. She's a Fibonacci number lady. She's super cool from Australia, and we'll be on it at 10 o'clock tomorrow, 9 or 10 next Friday. So tune in or call.
Absolutely. And one thing, I mean, this awakening happened in 2010, and I'm at 40. So it was just kind of like, okay.
Wow.
And,
oh, yeah.
And I've been in this linear world, and it's like, what the hell am I doing with this stuff?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
I have a real quick question yet. Okay, so, Mike, are you 44 this year?
I am 44 right now, and then May I'll be 45.
Wow. Okay, just a real quick one here then. 44 is called your pre-birth year, and this is the year that things can seem like, you know, like you're walking in the London fog, because it's likened to the time that you were in utero with your mother, okay, because this particular card.
And don't get fresh,
if I use, you know, goes on a 45. I know, I get 90
don't
seconds.
Don't get fresh.
Goes on a 45-year cycle. And on your 45th year is called your rebirth year. So it's like it's a time when, you know, you've been here for 45 years and you really are ready to take it up a notch for the next 45 years. So it's like this is I hope you call back and let me do a little more in-depth card reading for you, because this is really a cool year. It's like 44 and 45 are awesome and amazing.
Well, you said you got the show on Wednesday, right?
She has, but Wednesday, you know what, Kelly, I got to tell you, because Ron isn't here, why don't you put an early show on so you can get all the early callers, put
Ron,
a coffee show off. No, isn't it this week?
Oh.
Is it this week or next week? Maybe it's the following week he's not going to be here.
It's the following week.
So if you want to have a card reading with Kelly and you can't make her 2 o'clock show, because she gets on at 2. She won't even be on this Wednesday, because we have, if you listened to the beginning, which maybe you didn't, but I have all these guests coming from the UK, and they're all mediums. So they all.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So if you listen, 1 to 3 is my shows. Today I put on a coffee show, and I do that on Friday, because if I do a show on Friday, it's like getting up for coffee. So, and I love that. I'm thinking about doing it from now on. But if the following week is Christmas Eve. And if, Kelly, you want to do instead of doing a 1 o'clock show, you want to do a 9 o'clock coffee show, that is the 23rd, I think, or the 24th on Wednesday, Mike, then you can be the first. If you call in, she'll take you first to do your cards.
Awesome.
Okay?
Exciting.
All right, you let us know.
9 o'clock her time, which is 7 o'clock my time, just by the way, because Mike and I are in the same time zone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? You know what I always say? The early bird catches the worm, okay?
Exactly right.
All right. Well, listen, if she puts it on, I do like to switch up shows. I love to have a coffee show for people in the morning that, you know, can't listen, you know, during the day. So just, you know,
sure.
if you like my blog talk show, if you go to Bonnie Albers on Air and like it, it'll update you with all the shows and times.
Wonderful. I can't believe you gave me all this time. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Mike, have a great day. Have a great weekend. And you go for it, because you're going to go. Yay! Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love that. You know, Kelly, I just love, 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 love coffee hour. So I'm going to get to the next caller, 630-630. You're on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi.
Hi, this is Patty. How are you? I'm enjoying the show.
Hi, Patty. Thank you. We are enjoying having everybody. So like I said, every once in a while, and I'm thinking about doing it, Kelly's going to go, let's do a coffee show every Friday. But I'm really thinking about putting a coffee show on during the week. So how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Kelly did my birthday reading yesterday and did a fabulous job, and I listened to it, and it sounds like I'm in for a good 2015. But
wow.
I do have a relationship question.
Honey, I'm your girl.
Okay, that's why I called in. I met a friend of mine from over 20 years ago, and we met twice. He's a healer, but I think I don't know what the energy is around this relationship. Is it going to turn into a relationship, or are we just going to be friends?
Okay, here's what I'm getting, because I started auto-writing already. First of all, I want to make sure that he has nobody else in his life, or you don't know that.
He just got divorced in July, so I don't know if there is anybody, if he's been dating anybody or anything like that.
Well,
I don't
here's
know.
Here's what I'm hearing. This is so cool. I'm hearing, yes, this is exact. When you were talking, this is my auto-writing, because I couldn't get, because then you stopped talking, so my auto-writing stopped. But it says, yes, he's a good guy, very cool energy around him and you. The only thing I have to tell you is he's going to have some commitment issues, because now he's free, which is why I asked. You are going to enjoy each other if you're looking for a future, meaning that you think he's going to want to jump right in to getting back into a relationship, I'm going to tell you it's not going to happen right away. So I think that this energy around the two of you is wonderful. I say go for it, but just don't be disappointed, because he has just gotten out of something that was pretty, they're telling me, nasty. I don't know if that's true, but...
Oh, yeah, it is. It's
yeah,
true.
So if you think you're going to help him and you're going to want him to be just yours, the truth of the matter is he's going to need some space. But that doesn't mean he's going to need space without you. It just means don't push him into any type of relationship yet. But I will say that I really like this guy's energy. He is going to help heal himself, but it's going to take a while. And I say he's worth it. So if I were you, I'd stick in there. The thing is, I don't want to see you stick in there and think, oh, I'm going to stick in here because he's going to marry me. 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 I really believe this guy's got to heal for a while. But I think if you could go in the fact that you just really have a great relationship, that you really like each other, that you find out about each other, that you are, I do see a sexual relationship. So
awesome.
I do see that you're going to get together. But my advice for you is going to be this: don't press him or tell him too fast that how you feel. Just let him take the lead is what I'm going to say.
Be together or celebrate the new year together, like a New Year's Eve or anything? I mean, I haven't heard from him recently, and will I hear from him soon to get together to talk?
I believe that if you get together by January, I'm going to say friends only. Okay, so he's going to start off slow, honey, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. So I just feel like, do you know like when they're showing me the scene, like when you're 16 and somebody asks you to like go, like walk you home, you know, you're not really doing anything. You're kind of eyeballing each other and talking to each other and finding out about each other. And the next day you see each other in the cafeteria and, you know, you kind of like walk by each other and smile. And then, you know, you start like hanging out. He comes over and talks to you at the table. They're showing me this scene for a reason. And the reason is he's going to be gun shy of a relationship. But what I see is that he's really trying to heal himself. So if you want to be and like this guy enough, what I would do is I would outstretch your hand and say, hey, I'd love to meet you for coffee. Or if you want to talk, I know that you've been through a lot and you're going through a lot. But, hey, you know, sometimes talking to another person from one light worker, you know, to another, I would love to just chat with you. And I think that you'll be more apt to get him to do that than you're going to get him to, like, take you out right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but again, my personality isn't where I would say, can we have coffee? I guess maybe I'm more waiting for him to
take that step.
Because I haven't heard from him, and I'm like, I don't know what if there's a mutual feeling between us, or it's mostly me, not him. And
this is how I feel. I hate to say this, and I know I'm interrupting you because what's coming through my head doesn't stop. So that's why if I interrupt you, it's because I'm hearing things. The thing is that he is really trying to heal himself. He's got a lot of issues, honey. He's got a lot of issues going on with this last past relationship. And really, for him to get involved in another one as a healer would not be good. But I do know that I feel like the energy with the two of you is yes, yes. So I see if the energy comes up, it is going to be a really, really smooth one for both of you. But I don't see him getting out of what he's doing for a while. I think he needs to heal himself, and he knows it. I feel like he's pretty in touch with his feelings. I do think you're going to see him. I do feel like you're going to hear from him. But I think, like I said, if I were you, and I would play it pretty cool as far as not expecting anything from him. That's all.
Okay. Another quick question. Okay, I'm retired. I mean, he's retired too. Do you see me doing I have a friend of mine, Carolyn Mace, and I'm going to meet with her. Are we going to be doing anything together?
I hear hobby. Are you doing something with a hobby that the two of you have?
No.
Okay. What are you looking to do?
I don't know. I don't know what direction to take with, now that I'm retired, I'm a retired school teacher, and I don't know what direction to take spiritually or, you know, in a direction to help. I mean, is there a class or something? I'm just stuck.
Okay. You know what? I'm so happy you said that, because I hear hobby, which is exactly what you'd be going into, because you are a retired school teacher. So anything you do now is going to be, they want you to do a hobby. Like, you should do what you love. So if you're looking into spiritual awakening or spiritual, I think you know some things. I think you already had that spiritual inkling that taking courses and everything would be your hobby, because you would really be looking to do something that you really, really love versus really what's going to give you money at this point. I do see it giving you money at a certain point, but I don't know if it's that. I do feel like you have other hobbies. What other hobbies do you have? Maybe it's hobby isn't the right word. Maybe
I'm really just doing nothing but retired, doing nothing
okay,
in particular.
But you don't have to be doing anything to like something. What do you like? I feel like you have done things. You just don't think they're a hobby. Do you cook? I don't know. I was going to say, no, I don't see you cooking.
No.
But do you do something that you really, really like that you've not done because you've worked?
Oh, gosh. No, I've always been interested in, you know, medical intuition, and that's why I'm...
I love that. Here we go. Medical intuitive. Okay.
I mean, I know Carolyn's a medical intuitive, and we're meeting for dinner, and I don't know if she has something to teach me or if she can direct me, or I don't know. I'm just up in the air, but I know I need something to do.
Okay. Here, do you have a I have a medical intuitive on Thursday. Her name is Brenda. Why don't you call and talk to her? But yes, when I saw you meeting with this girl, I hear hobby. This is what you like. That's what a hobby is. It's something that you really want to pursue, but it's not your career. So you don't have it as a career right now. So it would be your hobby. And it takes a while to develop all this stuff to really make it a paying, working entity for you. So it'll be a hobby for a while until you get into what you really, like I keep seeing, you know, it's really crazy, but, and I don't know why, but I'm seeing crystals. So I'm seeing you doing some work with other things that you're not thinking about right now. If I were you, I would get a crystal book, Judy Hall's Crystals, the Crystal Bible. It teaches you about all crystals, healing and non-healing, not that none of them are non-healing, but healing and what you use them for, I'm seeing that. And I'm seeing if you're a medical intuitive, you will be attuned to people's bodies. And you can look at them as a grid. You can look at them as a, if you see organs. And what you're going to do is crystals are Earth's energy to heal. So I believe that you're going to be talking to her, and I don't know whether crystals are going to come up or that she tells you that she uses crystals in her healing ability, but I believe you're going to go down that route. I think you're going to be surprised about going down that route, and there are classes you can take, and you'll be looking into them. First, if you let me give you, there's online courses. One of my guys that's on this show named Phil Renton, if you go to Phil Renton Spirit Medium, he's got all kinds of, he teaches spiritualism and teaches all, he has modules. So if you're interested in dream catchers, crystals, healing, all kinds of stuff, they're like $20, I think. He sends you the whole pack and you interact with him. So if you want to do online research, work, find out if it's for you. The good news is I think there's like 52 of them for different things you're interested in. And if you get a packet and it's 100 pages and you do the worksheets and you find out it's not for you, then you move to the next thing you might like. And I do see you looking for what you want to do, but I do believe it's a hobby at this point. So
gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So just to recap, so this relationship with Darren, it should be on my part, patience, 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 and eventually it'll turn into a relationship.
I feel like you're good energy between the two of you. What he decides to do with free will, I don't know. But if he allows himself to get into the energy of you, I see beautiful energy together. So,
okay.
And
awesome.
I do see that if he does do that and he doesn't talk himself out of it, I do see some sexual tension in there, which is good. Then they're attracted to each other, and that's the first thing towards a relationship. So,
okay. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you left me. All right. So it's me suppressing what I feel right now because I know I just want to jump his bones.
Wait. I didn't say that. Actually, I said that you should text him or call him, and you said you're not that type. I don't think there should be any type. I believe if I didn't twist my words with my husband, and I'm married 34 years, and remember, I'm only 17, so a lot of those years were up in spirit, I wouldn't be with him today. And I've never asked anybody out. They have always asked me. But he claimed to his mother that I asked him out, and I'll tell you how it happened. I saw him, and I knew I wanted him to ask me out. He was too cute, and he was just so adorable. He looked like a typical, like people think he looks like Bon Jovi. I thought he looked like James Dean at the time. So I thought he was so cute, and I was, you know, I'm a nurse, and he was in my floor. And what I did is say, "Oh, hi, are you going to this party?" And he goes, "No." And I said, "Oh, okay, because I am, but I thought maybe I'd see you there," which led him to say, I don't go to parties, but I guess if you want to go for a beer, well, I don't drink, but back then I was 21 or 19. I said, "Oh, sure." So he told his mom I asked him out. There's a way to manipulate somebody to ask you when really you're asking them. So if you're not, so what you could do is send a text saying, "Hey, you know, I really felt the energy. I really felt your energy. You're a cool healer. You know, if ever you want to have, I'd love to have coffee. I'd love to have coffee and just, you know, talk if you are able." Now, you could take that as a friend. Somebody that does that could be a friend, or you could take it as somebody that's interested. So you see it as a double-edged sword, and you're really not getting hurt if he says, "No, I really can't do it now." Say, "Okay, well, you know what? I love your energy. I love how you come across. If you ever want to, you know, meet and talk about things, I know you've had a rough time. Let me know." So you look like a friend, so he can't say you were. And if he says, "Sure, I'd love to meet for coffee," say, "Great, where and when?" So you see what could happen?
Gotcha. I mean, we have been texting back and forth, not a lot, but I've kind of been leaving an open-ended question, because for me, I guess texting is safe, and because I don't want to hear disappointment for myself if he were to say no. So I guess texting, I don't hear anything. But the texting is like I leave it open, like, you know, I'm going to this like he's I belong to a healing center, and I invited him to come because of his work, and he said he's looking to do more of his healing work and branching out, and so I invited him, and so we've been texting back and forth as to a date and a time, and so it is kind of casual, so, but
yeah,
I guess it's on my part. I want more than what he's giving.
Well, you know what? Stick your finger and start fishing, and if you get a no, then you don't look bad because you could say, oh, I was just thinking you needed a friend to talk to, which, you know, which is true. And if, because I don't believe in lying. And if he says, sure, let's meet for coffee, then you've taken the first step to really finding out if this guy and you are for each other. So I think that you need to, I do feel you need to up the ante here. And I don't think he will because of what he's going through. So just kind of put your finger out there.
The first time we met after 20-some years, I mean, it was like we had lunch for like 4 hours. And then the second time was when I had my healing session with him, and we talked before. We had the healing session. He got my spirit back. And then we went out to dinner, and that was another 2.5 hours. So, but I didn't know. I mean, for me, when he first hugged me, it was like something's here, but I didn't know if he felt the same. And so I thought maybe it was just me.
He's real. Well, no, he felt the energy, and that's probably what scared him. So, you know, because he's in, because he is, he is in not a great state from
life. Right.
But stick your finger out there. Just don't expect him to commit or do anything except be friends for a while, but kind of flirty friends. And then it's, you know, let's see where it takes it from there.
Last question. Will it be, you think, by February that it might progress more than where it's at? I'm looking for a timeline.
His spirit isn't going to give it to you because it just depends on what his free will picks. But I'm going to say the end of January. I believe if you asked him for coffee, though, it might go sooner. So if you stick your face out there, finger out there, and feel the air, it actually might be sooner. But I'm looking at maybe maybe January 25th.
I'll let you know what we'll continue this saga, and I'm always listening to your show, and I'll let you know what's going on in the next chapter of my life. How's that?
I love that, and thank you so much, because I got to tell you, without my people that listen or call in or really love the show, I would be, you know, just talking. You see how I talk. I'd be talking to the air. I'd still be doing the show, but I'd be talking to the air. But I love that you like the show, and I love that you have really tuned in, and I know you have. And I've got to tell you, I appreciate that. I absolutely love your energy. And I love that you're going to do this, because, girlfriend, you're going to do this. You're going to go into something, whether it's medical intuitive or crystal healing. I believe you're going to go into something, and you're going to say, Bonnie was right. I took a hobby I really liked, and I made it work. So, girl,
and
make
I'll
sure
call you, and I'll be on the show doing readings. How's that?
You know what? Anybody that can read me, and you hear this, anybody that can read me, I'm gonna put on the show. So go for it, Lexi.
Awesome. Well, I'll continue listening to the show, and thank you so much for your guidance. And again, I thank Kelly for the reading that she gave me yesterday. You guys are totally awesome. I love you, and I'll continue listening. Thank you.
Hey, listen, have a great holiday season. I know you'll be here, so I won't have to say that, because I could say it a lot more. But I got to tell you, be happy, be healthy, be very, very enlightened, and I know you will, and that's what they're telling me. So that was from spirit to you. So good luck,
thank
and
you.
I'll hear from you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Kelly, see, I mean, I just love this. Oh, my goodness gracious. You're so welcome. I know. I'm so happy that you got to do that for her. I know that you wanted to do it, and it was really weighing heavy on your mind. And I'm so happy, happy, happy that, you know, the happy song, that we could have accommodated her because she waited a while. So thank you, Alexi. You are a wonder and your love, and we appreciate your allegiance to our show, too. So thank you, and have a great morning. I am getting to the next caller because I've got about 4 minutes. So I'm going to take the next call.
Well, if you look at your board, actually, you got a little bit more than that, because I cheated. I extended your time a little bit so you could actually take your code 415.
Oh, gosh, only you, Kelly. Okay, 415, you are on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi. Except I'm going to hit Kelly in the head. Hi.
Thank you. I got disconnected a long time ago.
Oh, well, honey, that's okay. I'm taking you. So how can I got to tell you that I am so happy you called back and I'm happy you got in. It is coffee morning with Bonnie and Kelly for her 90 seconds that I ever let her talk. But she does have her own show on my show, and it is Wednesday, although she's given that up until, I think, the 23rd for other people to come in. So how are you, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, so this is Jessica, and I called you several weeks ago. I wanted to give you an update and see what you were feeling as far as an update, too. I was looking at a corporate job. I don't know if you guys will start ringing the bell. And a management position. And I followed up with this guy that was going to hire me or that was interested. I've been following up with him several times. And I did not hear back from him. This was like several weeks ago. I followed up with like specific things. And this was like after we spoke.
I think I did say for you that you'd have to follow up with him, that you weren't going to hear from him. Remember?
Well, yeah, so I did follow up with him, and then I followed up with him again yesterday, and just kind of like, that's my last time of following up. And
absolutely.
And it's interesting because in the meantime, my business, like, took a turn, and I mean, I have, like, this renewed energy and excitement about my business, but I still feel like I want, you know, I still feel like I would like this corporate job just, you know, maybe for just a couple of months while I'm building up my business. So just anything that, you know, comes up for you.
I got to tell you, Jessica, I am feeling so good about your business. And I believe the reason why I said you'd have to follow up with him, because I didn't think he'd follow up with you, is exactly this. He's kind of and I think I told you this because I can't remember the reading, because when spirit goes through me, I don't remember. I only remember bits and pieces of my thinking versus them speaking. But I've got to tell you that you're meant to run things. And I think you're really good at that organization, running businesses, being like the point girl. And I think that spirit's really showing you what you need to do. And I believe that this guy, and I'm going to say this, and I hate to say this, and I love to say this, is I think he didn't want to tell you that there was no position at the time that he felt was for you, because he really wanted to keep you hanging in there just in case, because he liked you. And I believe that the reason you haven't heard from him is not because he's busy, because I understand people are busy, but I'm sorry, they can get back to you, is because there is no position at this time that he can offer you, even though you might think there is. So I think Spirit put that right in your lap for you to have a confidence that, oh, you've got something, and yet now you're looking at your own business starting to take off. I so would use the energies to continue with your business. If you do want a corporate job, and I just don't feel like this is the guy, but I do think he likes you, and I do think if something came open, he would call you. I don't think that's going to be in time. So if you do want a corporate job and you want something besides what you're doing, I think you're using it as a fail-safe, and I don't think you're going to need it in a few months. But then you're going to have to go elsewhere. I think, did you put your applications in anywhere else?
I applied some other places, but, I mean, there are positions open with this. The company had expanded so quickly, and he really wanted me to relocate up to Boston, and I was open to doing that. But yesterday, over the last, like, 2 weeks, I was like, I don't want to move. I want to move into New York City, but I want to stay in this area. I'm not going to move out of here. I missed it. I like the energy. I'm staying.
Yeah, so, I think Spirit has done that for you, Jessica. I really believe that Spirit's letting you know which direction you need to go on. If you don't follow that direction and you keep wanting to do this with you know, this guy, I think you're going to run into more roadblocks. It doesn't matter if the jobs are there. If the jobs were there and he wanted to give that to you, he would have called you. Has nothing to do with you and what you can do. It has to do with Spirit showing you the right direction. I'm big in doing this, and this is why I want to say this. If you are getting knocked, meaning that everything you do to get to where you want to go, you just get, you know, just not coming, and there's no reason why it shouldn't, then what Spirit's saying to you is take a look around. Go 180 degrees, not 360. You'll be back to the same place. 180 degrees, and look to see what you're not doing. And what you weren't doing probably is understanding your own business. And that maybe that's where the energies should be put. And so if I were you, and I'm not you, but if I were you and I looked at this from a counselor, from a intuitive, from a psychic way, and a nurse way, I don't have to, but I would put all the energies I could. You already have your application with him. He already knows you're interested. Put all of your time, effort, and ability into your own business. I guarantee you the energy will change, and you're going to turn around, and if he does offer you a position, you're not even going to need it. So, go ahead.
Can I just share with you what the concern is here?
Yeah.
I have been focusing, like, all my energy, well, I would say 90% of my energy, because some of it was on this other job, but now I'm done with that.
How long have you been done with that?
Well, just as of yesterday. So today's okay. A new day, you know?
Yeah.
But I wrote him the final email. I put it all out there. I was creative about it and light and whatever, and it's all good, fine. But here's the deal. I am focusing on my business.
Mm-hmm.
This has been kind of on and off over the years that I've been trying to make it go full time. I know that there's like a divine timing thing here, and it does feel like, okay, yeah, the time is coming close. But I need like mega clients. And I was thinking, even if I made $10,000 this week or $20,000 this week, I would feel like I still wanted something regular coming in because I want to be able to fully provide for myself and not be under the stress like I used to be. So that's like a little bit of the fear of like, okay, now I need to get the clients coming in.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked that, Jessica, because if you know, my whole show from yesterday and today was all about this. It's about how you put out in the universe what you put out in the universe. And if you heard the last caller, Stacy, or in the beginning, what she said is you're putting out what you need, and don't have. That's lack. Instead of saying, I am going to get a million clients. My business is going to soar off the roof. I'm not going to worry about it because I know Spirit wants me here and Spirit's going to bring it. If you change the way, you know, the whole thing about that guy, I don't know if you heard it, you know, from Italy, that the woman changed his sign and then he was, the abundance will come. It's how you perceive the abundance. If you're always fearing lack, that's what you're going to, and all of us do it, you know, a lot of us do it, and then we have to watch what we do. When you're not getting something, there's a reason. I just believe, I mean, I totally believe it's an either-or situation here. So if you don't want your own business, of which Spirit is saying you really need, and you say, well, I don't want it this time around. I want to be secure. I'm very insecure when I have my own business. Because you do know, even my business, okay, there's months when I, you know, even client-wise, that, you know, they're not focusing on wanting to pay me. They're wanting to focus on buying all kinds of other things. So do I say in 2 months or 3 months, oh, my goodness, no. I know that I don't think that way. Whereas you're thinking totally, oh, my goodness, if I don't make it or this client doesn't come or if I don't have this many clients, whereas you should be thinking of bring the clients, please. You wanted me to be in my own business. I love my own business. I will take a fourth of a cut in pay. My dad used to say he'd rather make a fourth of the money working for himself than three-fourths of the money working for others because you never know when you could be fired, when people get, you know, a building burns down, which is what happened to my dad when he went into his own business. You know, after that, he said he didn't care what he made. He couldn't take it. Or, you know, or that somebody decides there's somebody's better coming in and now you're having problems at work. So My dad used to say it was better, and my sister and I both have that, that mentality. We'd like to work, even though, I mean, I would love to work, and actually, I don't care if I work for somebody as long as they pay me big money. I just know that working for myself, and that's why I do the show, is better than asking somebody that's going to prohibit me from doing what I want. So my big thing is this. If you're going to go into your own business, of which you already have, then put out how much you love it, how much, please bring me the clients. I love this. And even if I don't, you know, if I don't have the security, I'm going to get the security. I'm going to feel secure. You've got to change the language in what you're doing to attune and to get what you want in your own business. If you decide this isn't for you, then you're going to have to put out some more applications. I really believe that. So I think that this guy, I think if you change the energy about yourself, energy changes around you. I think you might hear from this guy down the road, but I don't think you're going to need it. So, and if you do decide that that's what you want to take, I believe the route will be hard for you, because I think that spirit is wanting you to be in and help in your own business, but it's your wording to the universe that isn't right at this point for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's helpful. I agree with that. I realize what's going on. Well, first off, I'm going to start doing that practice that you suggested. I like that. So thank you for that. The other thing is that I realize that this is kind of like old residue of like times where, I was trying to do my own business and I was like, please bring me the clients, whatever, things like that. I was saying to spirit and they weren't coming. And I kind of went through like these years of, I had to go within myself. I mean, but I was really in, I didn't have much money at all. I mean, I was always taken care of, so there is a little bit of fear of going back to that, of having that same cycle. But I realize, as with everything else that's going on with my life now, that I have to just release that. That's the old situation. That's the old me. Yes, clearly, this is what spirit wants me to do. I really believe that now. I see, like, the whole business got transformed as far as like how I'm branding. And now I'm excited about it, like to be working with certain clients. And so, okay,
And the thing is, I just want to say before you go, because it's so important, you are so great at what you do. I can feel your energy. When you get to that point, don't ask so much for, I need a client, I need a client. Say, I know you'll provide, bring all the people to me that I can help and that, you know, I am so happy for the chance to help and be with, and I know my business is perfect. When you do that, then it becomes perfect. Know that there'll be months and times when you might not think so, but you cannot go into that panic mode, because when you do go into that panic mode, it's like somebody who's trying to scramble out a door when there's smoke and they forget where the door is, but it's right in front of them. So just, you know, make sure that you are in a great place, that you know how great you are, you know how good you are, and the clients will come, because I know they will.
Right. I mean, I think also what was happening is, I had shared with you before, I have been temporarily living with my parents because I relocated back up north and I had to clear up some karma, tie up loose ends, and finish this off.
Yeah.
So for me, it made logical sense of like, okay, I got this corporate job. They relocated me. That would work out perfectly. Now it's like spirit's like, oh, hell no. You're going to do this on your own with us. We're going to make this happen. You have to just totally trust on how you're going to be relocating. So that's exciting. Well, we'll just leave it at that. That's exciting. It's the unknown, but that's where everywhere, you know, that's where we are right now in the creation mode.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you, anybody who has their own business, Jessica, feels like you but what changes the business owners from the non-business owners is that they have the determination to want to do it their way, knowing that it's going to help. So I know every business owner from Cupcake. If you look at people with cupcakes, they're really busy. Wedding cakes, they're really busy, and then there could be a month when they're not. But you know what? When you are good, that you have to go into that mood. You can't go into a spirit does want you, I so hear it, to be in your own business. to create your own reality, to create abundance and prosperity in your life, but also to teach you, and you know, we're all here to learn about how to get rid of the old paradigms, and that's what you're doing.
That's fantastic. Yes, I agree. Wait,
well,
great. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
You're welcome. And listen, Jessica, please keep us in touch. I don't like leaving my callers. I like hearing from them. I love when they come back and tell me things. So please, you know, listen to the show. And if not, just call back in, like us, whatever, so that you get the list of my shows. And we do want to hear from you.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Jessica.
All right. Bye-bye.
Kelly, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got to tell you, our 90 minutes is up, and I want to tell everybody I'm back on Monday. I actually am going to be on a show today. It is a show given by Lou Vendetti, and the show is called Psychic Lou.
Yeah. Psychic Insights, and it's spelled differently.
Yeah, because he's going to be on. So if you haven't got it, he's going to interview me. It's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about being in both worlds. So if you can tune in at 3 to 3:30 on his show, I will be there. And Monday, you're back with me, everyone. 2 hours of me. So I hope that you will join me at 1 o'clock on Monday. Though if everybody likes a coffee hour, I can change the Monday also to 9 o'clock because I love coffee hour. Can we do that, Kelly?
We can.
Okay. So join me back at 9 o'clock for coffee hour on Monday, and then the rest of the shows all week will be actually except Friday. Maybe we won't change it. If you like me on Blog Talk, we'll see about, I'd love to do coffee hour on Monday, but they only let me do 2 hours. So I think I'm going to change it to coffee hour on Monday and change up the times a little. So please join me at 9 o'clock Monday morning. I will take 2 hours worth of your call and talking, and we're going to continue with Love is in the Air and all of the abundance and everything we can bring to each other. So I will talk to you at 3 if you want to tune in and call me on Lou's Psychic Lou show.
It's Psychic Sightings is spelled PSYCHIC, and then it's PSYGHTINGS, Psychic Sightings. So it's like I said, it was spelled differently.
Yeah, and wait, I'm so excited because if you send your questions in to Psychic Insight Magazine, it's on Facebook. It's a quarterly magazine. It's going to be, it's fabulous. He's a great guy. In fact, he reminds me of Dumbledore, actually. I didn't tell him that, but he's so learned and knowledgeable, and he's such a psychic, mediumistic, number, numerology, animal totems, Indian guides person. I can't even tell you how much he does. He is coming on our show on the 23rd, but his magazine is Psychic Insight Magazine, and I am going to be the Dear Abby. So it's going to be Ask Bonnie. It's going to be a page dedicated. I think it's 3 questions or 4 questions every time the magazine is produced. And I think it's quarterly. So get your questions in there on love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and I will be answering them for you. So that's my new thing. I'm so excited. And I thank you, Jerry, for asking me to be a participant. So thank you, thank you. And everybody have a great morning. And I'm going for my 3rd cup of coffee. Bye. Bye, Kelly. Bye, everyone.
Adios. We will see you.